Good morning and happy Thursday to all of you. Today is August 31st, 2023, and the previous episode was a song that I practiced and I learned and recorded it. In the previous episode, I recorded a Bengali song, okay, and I have spoken about what inspired me and how I took it forward, and I focused on completion versus perfection and published that episode anyway. Okay, today the title is When I Practiced with Devotion, Opportunity Showed Up, and the subtitle is This Week I'm Grateful for This. Okay, and within bracket I put a special moment, an event. Well, to give you an idea, there is a publication called Dancing Elephants publication. So they have weekly prompts. That means 52 prompts for the entire year. What does it mean? They will give you some idea. It could be some idea or a question or a topic as a suggestion. You respond to that, and that's called prompt, writing prompt. You respond to that, send it to them. They will see if it meets the publication's requirements, and if yes, and if their editors are happy with your writing, they will publish it. And that's what happened in this article. And what happened? So it's in response to Dancing Elephants prompt 8 of 52, published in 2022. Okay, let's come get to the topic, to the crux of the matter. I started with this quote: luck is when opportunity meets preparation. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. What was my preparation? I love and enjoy singing, and specifically chanting Sanskrit slokas, hymns, with a tune. I am a self-learner. When I hear a song or hymn, I will search on YouTube and watch how the same song or hymn is chanted in different tunes by different artists. Then I would search for the lyrics in Sanskrit, if it were a Sanskrit language hymn, and the respective language. Say if the song is in Tamil, I will search for Tamil script lyrics. Since I can understand, I can read, write, and speak Tamil, English, and Hindi. And if it's in Hindi, I will search for Hindi script / lyrics. If the song is in a language unknown to me, I will search for lyrics in English. Then I would open YouTube in one window and the lyrics in the other window. And now in cell phone, you've got something called split screen. Wow, it's easy peasy lemon squeezy, as the kids say. Okay, all right. So I would open YouTube in one window and lyrics in another window and learn the song. Yeah. Sometimes I record my songs in Anchor Podcast. Here is the link to my audio chanting a hymn called Vaidyanatha Ashtakam. Please go check it out. Okay, where was the opportunity? Yesterday, I attended a beautiful and divine function called Rudrabhishekam in a temple. It is an event where the priests and devotees chant hymns called Rudram and Chamakam 11 times, and Lord Shiva is offered milk, honey, fruits, etc. It is a beautiful event filled with divine vibrations. After the event, when Lord Shiva is being decorated, the devotees volunteer to sing or chant. I'm shy to sing in public, and one of my volunteer friends had an intuitive feeling that I can sing and nudged me. All I did was just hold the mic and chant with devotion. And after I chanted the first hymn, I kept getting request after request to chant more. Unbelievable. I am not a professional singer. I do not go to, you know, bigger events or even a smaller event and sing a song. You know, I just do everything in my house. That's it. I'm truly grateful for this lucky, unexpected, divine chance to chant solo in public. This prompt from Dancing Elephant Press in itself surfaced perfectly to hear my story. Key message: I'm neither a professional singer, nor did I get any formal training. However, I listened to my soul by singing and chanting with devotion. I did not push myself to market myself to sing solo. And that was not even my inner soul's intention. The soul, which is what? Unlimited? What is that called? There is no, you cannot see it. You can probably intuitively feel it. I don't want to go too much into it. So anyway, so that was not even marketing and all that is not even in my, that's not in my soul's intention. I just showed up for the divine event with devotion. My higher self or God or universe or whatever you may call had a better plan by asking my friend to nudge me to sing in public, believing in me. I trusted that and organically accepted that opportunity. To me, that is a lucky and blessed event. I suggest doing what you do with devotion. A perfect opportunity will land on your lap. I have also quoted some of my previous articles, mine and also other writers. Here is one of mine. This is really why I love my home and somebody else's. It's music in the air. Please check these articles. Thank you all for reading and listening. Please subscribe to my stories by email for the best chance to catch my original works. Your membership fee directly supports Lalita Brahma and other writers. You will also get full access to every story on Medium. Become a member. Visit Lalita Brahma's profile. You can connect with my voice in Lalita's Morning Musings podcast, just like how we are doing right now. Here is yet another way I can help, and I have given the link to lalitabrahma.ladiesofjustice.com. Please check it out to help you protect you as an individual, family, business, with legal shield and identity shield protection. Then I have given a link to another article. What are you grateful for? Dancing Elephants Prompt 8 of 52 by Vidya Suri, Collecting Smiles, Dancing Elephant Press, November 22. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.